You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Public Clay is an exhibition by Fiona Jack, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery. Fiona Jack is a conceptual artist based in Tāmaki Makaurau, where she is the head of school at Te Waka Tūhura Elam School of Fine Art at Waipapa Taumātauru, the University of Auckland. As Jack's first solo exhibition with Melanie Roger Gallery, the exhibition presents a new series of earth posters made in collaboration with NAM Melbourne-based poet Sholto Buck, as well as a new collaborative work with Tāmaki Makaurau-based artist Elizabeth Poynton. I spoke to Fiona about this exhibition, her practice, and these collaborative projects. So this new series of earth posters are in collaboration with NAM-based poet Sholto Buck. What drew you to Buck's writing for this collaboration?
Oh, I've always been interested in Sholto's work as an artist, and I read some of his writing when he was a student at Elam as well. And I just enjoy his approach and his way of thinking. And I bought his new volume of poetry once when he posted on Instagram that he was releasing it. And so I just bought it, not really planning to do another series of these posters, but I just loved the poems and really just kept being drawn back to reading the book. So I messaged him and said, I'll do another body of work of these posters. Would you be keen to collaborate with me? And he messaged back straight away pretty much and said yes.
Cute. Yeah, could you tell me a bit about what that process looked like between you two? Was it one of you responding to the other or more of a collaborative process?
We had a couple of chats to sort of talk about that, like how we would do it, how we would work together. I guess because of the way I make the posters, the only way that makes sense for me to make things is to just sort of be quite playful in the studio, to not really have a plan, because I think it's sort of about, for each one, it's about what clay I've got, what size I make the tablet, what type I'm going to use. And so I sort of have to hold on to some kind of playfulness within that. So I guess we talked about this as a process, like would he be okay with me doing that and then just following my instinct and then showing him and see if he's on board, because sometimes I'd have to tangle the poem a little bit, like either take bits out or, maybe some parts would become illegible. And was he going to be open to me doing that, to sort of play with it? And so we just sort of established some ground rules, I suppose, about what he was okay with me doing with his poems and what he might not be or what I might need to check. And then I could kind of just play from there, which was really fun.
Beautiful. And this is your second series of earth posters, and you've utilised text in your works consistently during your practice. In pairing with Buck's words, this form really forces the viewer to, I guess, pay close attention to the works as they are only really legible up close. What is it about this form that you are gravitated towards?
I think there's something I enjoy about writing that has a sort of aspect of disappearing, or an aspect where words have double meaning or can kind of play tricks on a reader. So I love poetry in terms of content for its ability to do that, but then if you play with the construction of the way you arrange the words or the surfaces or the way that they are illegible or legible, kind of can deepen that experience of just interrupting or disrupting the readability of something. I guess just because, for me, if I have something on the wall that's starkly legible, after a while, you sort of just overread that piece of writing. Whereas if something is a bit more obscured or harder to read, I find it easier to sort of spend time with that, because I'll kind of read it differently each time I go past or something.
And you worked with Paul Masick to woodfire these works. Can you tell me a bit about that woodfiring process?
Yeah, well, I guess, most people who woodfire would tell you that it's not a great idea to take a really big flat piece of clay and woodfire it. The two forms are not really probably supposed to go together. I mean, clay doesn't want to be flat. It's not its natural state. So for the first part, people would say, making clay posters isn't really going to work. But I guess I've just figured out a way to really make that clay behave and stay flat, because clay has a memory. So if you warp it when you're rolling it, it will remember the warp. And so you have to sort of be careful to kind of flip and roll and shape the clay in certain ways to make sure that it doesn't gather up a memory of folding. And so, you know, if I achieve that, make a flat piece of clay, then to put it in a wood kiln, it's a tricky proposal, because a wood kiln really depends on a certain type of stacking and a certain type of arranging of objects in there to kind of deal with the flow of the fire and the flame, because that's how the pots get fired. So if you've got all these big flat objects right throughout a kiln, the fire is not doing what it's supposed to do. It's usually just going to race through and not get blocked by pots. And so, you know, I don't think I could fire those posters with a whole lot of other people's pots. People wouldn't like it. So I have to do a whole firing just of the posters and a few pots that were largely supposed to be a bit sacrificial, i.e. they may not come out that well. But I knew I needed to do a firing all by myself with only my work in it. And then one of the things I like doing is really thinking about the firing process as part of the work. And so Paul's a friend, he's got a beautiful kiln. He was really keen to help me with this project, and it just sort of adds a depth to the objects, I think, that they go through this really rich process of wood firing. I feel like it imbues into the project a little bit. It's a little bit subtle, but I feel like it's there.
No, totally. I love that. And in the window of the gallery, you've collaborated with Tamaki-based artist Elizabeth Poynton. You've created a giant mug, which is a form in both of your practices. How have your respective relationships to this form come together in this work?
Oh, well, Elizabeth is interested in kind of objects that relate to her work history. And so, you know how in a lot of workplaces, the cup or the politic of the coffee room is part of the kind of workplace dynamic. So I think she's used mugs before as kind of as objects that kind of have a relationship to her practice and how she critiques those kind of workplace environments. And for me, I'm just always interested in the cup. It's such a ubiquitous object that we can overlook, but, you know, particularly in pottery communities, I've really come to notice how important the cup is. The cup's like this really strong symbol of exchange between potters. So if you go to most potters' houses, they'll have a collection of cups that are made by all of their friends. So you open the cupboard and you're like, oh, I want a Peter. Oh, no, I'll have a Susie today. Or no, I'd like a Renton Murray cup, you know. So you're not just drinking out of the objects, but it's an homage to all of your friends and relationships in pottery. And so I quite enjoy that about the cup form. But also there's a big, larger politic to the cup that I'm interested in, but, you know, that's a bit more complicated. I think it's just a playful work, really. And then to supersize it, I don't know why we did that. We just sort of talked about it. There's something about the collaboration between the two of us that just made us want to sort of supersize all the ideas.
I love that. And the cup is exhibited alongside Elizabeth's flashing neon sign, which says Big Business. What is the impact of exhibiting these works together?
I find it quite funny. I guess, you know, you probably have to ask Elizabeth a bit about it too. I don't know. But it's, I just find it quite a funny combination. It's all undoing itself. The cup says only up from here on it. It's a humble cup. It's like the only up from here is written onto the cup as if it were a trophy. So it's sort of half cup, coffee cup, half trophy, none of which is usable. It's got a neon flashing sign that says Big Business, clearly where there is no big business. So it's all just a bit sort of ironic and tongue-in-cheek, but fun.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was artist Fiona Jack speaking to me about Public Clay, an exhibition of hers with poet Sholto Buck and artist Elizabeth Poynton, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery until the 12th of October. If you're enjoying the show or have any thoughts on these pieces, tuku pātahu mai, text us on 5395.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.